Blog Talk Radio.
I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. For this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. You tuned to Time to Talk About It with your host, Pastor G.W. Cheever Porter, coming to you from the beautiful city of Orlando, Florida, and the surrounding areas. Truly, this is a pleasure to be with you again today. Thanking God for you, 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 and you. Sending greetings and prayers to you today, trusting that everything is well. And if it's not and you hear my voice, you can call us at 347-857-3925 that we may pray for you. Right then, we will pray for you as soon as you call. And we thank God for you being there. Here is our own Sister Diane.
Hallelujah. We bless your name, Lord. We magnify your name. Lord, you're King of kings and Lords of lords, knowing that there is no other God but you, Lord. And we thank you for allowing us to see this day, Lord, a day that wasn't promised to us, Lord. Heavenly Father, as we come before you, we ask you, O God, for forgiveness of all sin that we have committed against you in thought, deeds, actions, Lord, Father. Those that we're praying for, Lord. Father, as you are just to forgive us, Lord, Father, we forgive those that trespass against us, Lord. Thanking you, Lord, Father, for being a loving and merciful God, Lord, Father. Thanking you, Lord, Father, for your goodness and your mercy, Lord. Now, Father, as I lay my hand upon this prayer list, you know, each and every person, name by name, Lord, what they're in need of. Father, as we touch and agree with those that ask for prayer, Father, we thank you right now for your will being done right now in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Jaleesa, Lord, Father. Father, as her due date is coming close, Lord, Father, we ask you, Lord, Father, to keep her and her unborn twins, Lord, Father, covered under the blood, Lord, Father. Father, we're praying for a safe delivery, Lord, Father God. Father God, we're thanking you right now, Lord, Father God, for touching her unborn twins right now, Lord, Father. Father, we thank you for protecting them, shielding them right now in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Patrice, Lord Father, thanking you right now, Lord Father, for what you have done for her and what you're doing for her right now, Lord Father. Thanking you right now, Lord Father, that she continue to give you praise, Lord Father, knowing, Lord Father, that there is no other God but you. Father, and she know, Lord, Father God, that it was you that brought her through, Lord, Father. We thank you, we glorify and magnify you for answering prayers right now in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Ronnie Jackson, Lord, Father. We ask you, O God, to touch him right now, Lord, Father. Whatever it is that he's asking for prayer for, Lord, Father, you know, Lord, Father. And we're thanking you right now, Lord, Father, for your will being done right now in the name of Jesus, Lord, Father. Father, we hold before you Shamoy, Lord, Father, as we pray right now, Lord, Father, for his mind, Lord, Father. Father, we're praying for a change of mindset right now in the name of Jesus, Lord, Father, as we continue to pray for his salvation, Lord, Father. Let him seek you like never before right now in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Brian right now in the name of Jesus. Father, touch him from the crown of his head, Lord, Father, to the soles of his feet. Father, you know what he is in need of, Lord, Father. And we're thanking you right now, Lord Father God, for your will being done right now. In the name of Jesus, Lord Father, touch his kidneys, Lord Father, touch his liver right now, Lord Father. Father, we're looking for that praise report right now. In the name of Jesus, Lord Father, for we know that you are that healer, Lord Father, and nothing is too hard for you, Lord. Heavenly Father, we pray for those, Lord Father, that is diagnosed with COVID-19, Lord Father. Father, those that we have called in prayer, Lord Father, we thank you for those that have it no more, Lord Father, tested negative, Lord Father. So, Father, we hold before you Tori, Eddie, and Erlen, Francis, Lord Father. Touch right now in the name of Jesus, Joel, Stephanie, and her son right now in the name of Jesus. Father, you have did it for Elder Bolden mom, Lord Father. You have did it for Tracy Townsend, Lord Father. You brought them through, Lord Father. And we know that nothing is too hard for you, Lord Father. We know that you're bigger than COVID and any other thing, Lord Father. So, Father, we thank you, Lord Father, for touching them right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. Father, as Father, you touch their immune system right now in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. Father, we hold before you Isaac Kennedy, Lord Father God, that has pneumonia, Lord Father. Father, that we speak right now to those lungs and that fluid that's around the lungs right now. We say dry up right now in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. We thanking you and glorifying you right now, Lord. Heavenly Father, I hold before you my apostle, Lord Father, thanking you, Lord Father God, for touching her, Lord Father, from the crown of her head, Father God, to the soles of her feet, Lord Father. We thank you how you continue to use her right now, Lord Father. Strengthen her right now in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. Father, we praying right now, Lord Father, for the parents of Kimani right now, Lord, on the loss of the child right now, Lord Father. Father, strengthen them, Lord Father, knowing that you make no mistake, Lord Father. Give them peace and comfort within their hearts right now. And all those that have lost loved ones, Lord, Father God, whether it be through gun violence, via COVID-19, Lord Father, comfort them right now in the name of Jesus, Lord Father, for you say you will not leave us comfortless, Lord Father. Father, we thank you right now, Lord Father God, for even touching the listeners right now, Lord Father. Father, you know what they're in need of, Lord Father, and we're thanking you right now, Lord Father God, for touching them right now, Lord Father. Father, we're thanking you for the ears to hear, Lord Father, and the heart to receive the word as it come forth today, Lord. We're thanking you for that right now word, Lord Father. We're thanking you right now, Lord Father God, for instructions right now, Lord. We're thanking you right now, Lord Father God, for preparation right now. In the name of Jesus, Lord Father, we plead the blood of Jesus over this broadcast, Lord, canceling every assignment that was sent towards this broadcast to try and hinder anyone speaking or listening on this broadcast, and we render it null and void right now in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, have free course through these airways right now, Lord Father. Whatever devices that they're listening on, Lord Father, we ask you to flow through it right now. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for healing and deliverance being on this broadcast today, Lord Father. We thank you, Lord Father, for those accepting you today as their Lord and Savior, Lord. Whether they call in, Lord Father, or Father, they are being led wherever they are, Lord Father. We thank you, we glorify and magnify you, Lord. Father, I ask that you decrease my apostle, my bishop, and pastor right now as you increase in them, Lord Father. We ask you to use them in a mighty and a special way right now, Lord Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. If you didn't hear your name, you can call us at 347-857-3925 and give us your petition, whatever there is that you need God to do in this hour for you, what you want God to do for you. Okay? Amen. And we want to add with that, we pray for all those that are depressed. This time that the enemy is telling them to take their life, we bind that spirit up right now in Jesus' name. Right now, in the name of Jesus. All right, here's your word of the day. He who would be great must be fervent in his prayer, fearless in his principles, firm in his purposes, and faithful in his promises. He who would be great must be fervent in his prayer, fearless in his principles, firm in his purpose, and faithful in his promise. Govern yourselves accordingly. You will. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Well, here we are again. Hallelujah. Ah, God is good. Isn't he good?
Yes, he is.
Now, tell me something. Through all the things that are going on in your life, what can you thank God for today? What can you thank God for today? Now, I know it's something. With so much going on all around you, you know, you can give him a praise.
Hallelujah.
You can call in 347-857-3925. You can call in and just, I know God did something for you. He's done something. He done made a way. He done delivered you, brought somebody close to you out of that dark place, out of they were sick and now they well. You want them to be prayed for or whatever the case may be. Now, I'm opening line for someone, somebody. You can go right ahead on. Tell us what God has done for you in the midst of all this pandemonium. Okay? These things that's going on and as life has changed. What has changed in you? Okay? That'll be the good thing. Just call us and let us know. What has changed in you? What are you doing different outside of wearing a mask? Okay, praise the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. I am waiting for you. 347-857-3925. I know God has done something for you. There's got to be a lot of testimonies out here. Oh, yes, I know you can testify. And unless you want to be hush-hush, don't want nobody to know nothing. Well, you know, listen, stop trying to hide all the time. Be honest with yourself. What God has done for you, your family, somebody in your family, close to you, relatives, cousin, fifth in the row cousin. You know, we got the way down the line kind of cousin. One of them that you think a lot of, you know, friend or whoever. Tell us something that you know God has done. Huh? He's done in this time with this epidemic going on. Hello, we still
Hello.
Waiting? Yeah.
I thank God.
Oh, you want to talk?
Just waking up this morning knowing that day is promised to no one. I thank him for his goodness and his mercy. I thank God for bringing my cousin off the street before all this get, you know, with the COVID get crazy. I just thank God for answering and hearing prayers. I thank God for my family members that are accepting Christ and following him. choose to, you know, come out of the world, I just thank God. I thank God for the support circle that I have that strengthened me, that I'm able to strengthen others. I thank God for, you know, my apostle, my bishop, my pastors. I thank God for them continually having my back. I thank God that I can go to them. I just thank God.
Amen.
I thank God for everything that he is doing for me, he's about to do for me, and he have already done for me. I thank God.
Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. Now, I know there's someone else that God has done something in your life, and you've seen other people that's been touched. Something has happened. You can talk about it. You know, don't be afraid. Amen. This is something that can't nobody hide from, the disease that's going on anyway. And you can't sit up and blame this person or that person. They gave it to me, or this one did that or that. You can't go that route, you see. So what do you got to do? You got to thank God for something that you cannot see that is hurting people, going on in people's lives. And then when you can see God deliver them, delivering some people from this, you know, and you can't, who are you going to blame? Ain't nobody you can blame here, okay? Blame the devil. That's the only one you can blame. So we're waiting. We want you to call in 347-857-3925 and talk to us. Talk to us, you know. We want to be encouraged, too. Amen. Because God is moving by his power and by his spirit. And listen, you may not have any food source around. You know that's getting kind of crazy too now. You know, so he could have made a way for you. You know, listen, there's so many things that you can give thanks to God for, praise him for, testify to. You know, yourself, your family, whoever. See, this is your time now to let God know how you appreciate what he done for you. See, he ain't nobody did it but God, because you could have been one of the casualties. See, but you're not. You're on this air. Now, you ought to thank God for his mercy. I tell you, I know I thank him. You know, when I went to the doctor the other week, and they up there talking about they want to draw blood and all this stuff and everything, and I said, well, I hope they ain't finna do nothing else up in here. You know, praise God, because people are so sneaky now, doing crazy things. People are doing crazy things, nurses, doctors, they all done lost their mind. Half of them done lost their mind these days. You know, they want to try something now, you know, but I ain't the guinea pig, you know. But anyway, I went and, you know, I said, okay, God, I said, this body's in your hand. No, I've been quarantined now 3 months. I said, I've been in the house 3 months. I ain't been around no people. I ain't been out there looking for nothing, you know, praise God, hallelujah. And, you know, and the doctor read the report of the blood and everything, and it came out better than it's ever been. He said, what are you doing? He said, whatever you're doing, keep on doing it. You know, he said, because, you know, it wasn't like this before. You know, all of my blood work and everything, urine, blood work, liver, thyroid, cholesterol, you know, all this stuff they be looking into you for. And I said, well, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. So I'm thanking God for that, you know. Yeah. better than what he say. Look, it's way better than it was before. And I say, what? Oh, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. See, so I know I got something to thank God for. It could have been worse, you know. It could have been bad. I could be on my way out of here or something. And you would have never heard from me no more. Okay, you see? And so why didn't you say something? Because we could have not heard from you. Huh? You could talk about it. What did he do for you? I know he did something. Why you don't want to testify? Why you want to give that praise report? Hmm? Are you still sick? Call. Come on, tell us that so we can go into prayer for you right now.
Amen.
Okay? We will go in for into prayer for you right now. We won't wait any longer because it's urgent. Hmm? If anyone have this virus, you know, touch of it, even a touch of it, we go into prayer right then because we don't want you to keep on going with it and to get any worse. Well, praise the Lord. Ain't nobody talking today. The cat got your tongue. You know, you heard that before, right? The cat got your tongue. I don't know what that means, but some got your tongue. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You know, let me tell you, God wants you to praise him for what he already done.
Amen.
See? You should glorify him for what he's already done for you. You don't appreciate what God done for you? Hmm? How you still here? Who is that? That somebody? Hello? Go ahead. You're on air.
Good morning. This is Pastor Sharon. I do have to come on. Pastor Sharon?
Yes.
I had to come on and just give the praise report and just thank God because when you were talking about the ones that what's going on in the world, we cannot deny that's what's happening and we cannot cover our head and act like it's not happening around us. And I was just like thanking God because we realize a lot of people, God has to strengthen them for this time so they can comprehend that they will, even though it's out of nothing they can do per se, but just do divine, you know, like protection, follow instruction, and pray. But it's like, some people cannot handle it. They're not handling it very well. And they go in a place of denial. But today I just thank God that he letting us, even though in my household, that you have to deal with it, face it, confront it, talk about it, so you can be able to process it and know that God is the one that is directing you, that he will give you the sensitivity to know what to do and what not to do. But I just thank God also for him sending help for the ones that are tested with the COVID-19 because I have a family member that is tested and it's sad to know that some of them cannot get the help that they need in the medical profession because so many people, it's so overwhelming. They don't want to be, it's like, they don't know. One hand is like certain people get the help and certain people don't. But I just thank God for him sending the help, each and every person that need the help, that they will give them what they need to do. And for the ones that have more than one children that is tested, because it seems like when it's in the home and you got other children, the other children end up with the same thing. But I just thank God for grace and mercy coming forth for each and every person home. Not only that they don't give up and lose hope thinking that there's no answer out there. But I just thank God this morning for life, health, and strength. Most of all, I thank God for setting people around to give the help that is needed, or shall we say the angels of the Lord walking with hands and feet as men and women on this in this land. So I just give God the praise, the honor, the glory, and the thanks for everything, and for God sending words, sending instruction in what we all need to do. So today, even though we may be going through different things, some may be feeling down, depressed, oppressed, whatever it may be, in all things we ought to give God praise and thanks for. And today I am thankful unto him for what he is doing right now. I thank him for opening doors and making ways out of no way. Be blessed and be encouraged. They know that God is still on the throne and he still reigns and he is a healer. Thank you.
Amen. 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 Amen again. Amen. That's all right. Praise the Lord. All right, Yonah. Hello.
Hi, good morning. This is Nessie.
Yes.
Hello.
Hello. Praise the Lord. How are you?
I'm fine. I want to give God thanks for waking us up this morning. And I'm praying all the time, telling him thanks for sending away Ashley, because right now I'm asking prayer for my community. It's bad, bad, bad. So I need some prayer for my community. St. Thomas St. Croix, right. Anna Shooting Spree. So
mm-hmm.
I'm asking for prayer for them.
Okay, we will. We'll continue to pray.
Thank you.
Oh, okay. Thank you, my dear. Thank you. Give my best to the girls.
Okay. You went with her grandfather. She don't walk a little walk.
Okay. Who you mean, Tia?
Yeah.
Tia work complete? Wow.
Yeah, her grandfather.
Oh, praise the Lord. Okay. Tell her to keep up the good work. Amen. All right. Thank you for calling. All right. Anyone else? Come on. Tell us what God is doing and what we want to do. Who is that? Nathan?
No, that's
a grandbaby. Oh,
that's
a
grandbaby.
Oh. Praise the Lord. He wants to talk too. Hey, praise God. All these children want to talk now, don't they? Praise God. Hallelujah. God is so good. I tell you, without him we could do nothing. I was looking at one of the prayers of David. I was looking at too. He said, hear the right, O Lord, attend unto my cry. When we start crying to God, hear the prayer. Give ear unto my prayer. See, he made that personal. We have to make it personal, and you call making it personal so that for your neighborhood, see, everybody don't want to, call and talk about their neighborhood.
Come
you
on
know,
now.
They want to make us think their neighborhood is fine. But David said, give ear unto my prayer that goeth not out of feigned lips. Let my sentence, see, he I like it because he do personal. Let my sentence come forth from thy presence. Let thine eyes behold the things that are equal. And he keeps saying mine, you know, making it personal.
Amen.
You see, you want God to hear you today. This is why we're giving you a chance for to say something, because, you know, you want God to do something for you. You got a need. You got some little chaotic situations going on in your life. Okay? So you got to talk to him. He said, give ear unto my prayer. Lord, in other words, Lord, hear me. Don't pass me by. You know, how about saying, do not pass me by? And then third said, thou hast proved mine heart. Thou hast visited me in the night. Thou hast tried me and shall find nothing. That mean I'm living right, okay? This and that this. I am purposed that my mouth shall not transgress. Listen at that. I am purposed. That's my purpose. Keep my mouth before the Lord. I'm only going to ask for that which I need in my community, in my home, you know, my job, all around. That's what I'm going to do. See, that's what David's doing. See, because we are troubled about with all types of problems nowadays. No. He said, concerning the work of men, by the word of thy lips, I have kept me from the paths of the destroyer. Now, you got something to do. You did hear the voice today. You have something to do. He said, I have kept me from the path of the destroyer. You know who the destroyer is? The devil. Amen. Nobody but the devil. He said, he come to do what? Steal, kill, and to destroy. And he will destroy you if you let it. But then when you have prayed some of these prayers that David prayed, I have kept me from the paths of the destroyer. How did you do that? By praying. Because he said, give ear to my prayer. Listen to my prayer. So he's praying to do what? To keep. His purpose is to keep the destroyer from destroying him.
Amen.
This should be your purpose. With this virus running rampant, your purpose should be to what? Keep yourself in God's hand and in his trust. You see? That should be what you should be doing today. Not fussing, bickering, fighting, killing. That's the devil bunch where they don't do nothing but shoot and kill and trying to destroy people and all kind of, you know, each other. And they going around and talking about black something. Anyway, praise God. Hallelujah. It ain't even no color got nothing to do with all of this, because this just the devil want us to do something, want to destroy people. And that is the only way to destroy them. See, you know, you don't know which devil coven is fasting to destroy you. You don't know which one is doing that. So you need to cover yourself. That should be your purpose. Cover yourself and your family in prayer.
Amen.
Anoint them with oil. Anoint your house with oil. All around your house with oil. See? Anoint it with oil. In the name of Jesus. Cover it with the blood of Jesus. You see? So that you will be protected. And he said he will do it. My God, let's see what if he say to help keep you. See, I'm going to tell you to help keep you. You don't want to talk about it, but these things to help keep you. And he said, hold up my goings in thy path that my footsteps slip not. You don't want to slip, do you? And David is giving you the key to how to go about. Huh? Staying safe, being covered under the blood. I have called upon thee, for thou wilt hear me. He have confidence that God will hear him. Well, do you have that confidence today? Do you have the confidence that God will hear you? I sure hope you do. Oh God, incline thine ear unto me and hear my speech. He say, hear my speech. See, I'm talking to you, God. Listen to my voice. Hear my speech. Hear my call. Hear my cry. Can you do that today? Because you see people all around you falling. I'm not talking about falling in sin. I'm talking about falling to this disease. See? This is what they're falling to. Now, I don't know their condition, whether they're in sin or not. them and God have that. All we know is keep us, Father. Keep us from the desire, the destroyer, sorry, the destroyer. I don't want to be in his class. Do you get it? I don't want to be in his class, do you? No, you don't want to be in his class. He says, show thy marvelous loving kindness, O thou that savest by thy right hand them which put their trust in thee from those that rise up against them. Every one of us got enemies today. Every home got an enemy. And that enemy is what? The COVID-19. That's an enemy. And people that's in control of this is an enemy. Because half of them don't know what they're doing. Okay, so that's an enemy trying to do what? Destroy you. Okay, and you refuse it today. Refuse to let the devil destroy you. I don't care what they name the disease, what they name the virus, what they name the whatever coming around. Say, keep me, God. Keep me. He say, keep me. Those which put their trust in thee from those that rise up against them. Every devil in hell that rise up against you. Talk to God. Pray to him. See, so that he can rise up against them. He is the one that's going to fight the battle. But you've got to do what? Say some prayers here to keep your children, the babies, keep the toddlers, keep the little ones, keep the big ones, because the big ones have become violent.
Come on, man.
Even grown ones become violent.
Come on.
They got leftover hurts in them, so they want to do what? Place it upon others. Think other people got to pay for their hurt. They didn't just don't use their hurts and their pains to grow. Those are what? Growing pains. We have growing pains. But they haven't learned. There was nobody to teach them how to overcome. Teach them how to be a winner in spite of the wind may be blowing the wrong way, but you still can be a winner because you trust in God. David said, keep me as the apple of the eye, hide me under the shadow of thy wing. See, you got a great big wing over you right now. A shadow that the enemy cannot come through. He's not in that shadow, you see. You're in that shadow. Remember now, when he see the blood, he gonna pass over you. When his shadow overshadows you, that is your covering, your protection. He promised you. He promised that to you. That wing is over you right now. Think about it. He said, from the wicked that oppress me, from my deadly enemies who come past me about. I don't care how many of them around. He, keep me, Lord. Keep me, Lord. Now, those of you that's still here, still alive, and still well, and God is blessing you right on, you need to maintain your position in God, your purpose. When he said, when David said, I am purpose that my mouth shall not transgress. I'm not going to say anything against you, Lord. I'm going to keep confessing that I am under the shadows of your wing. I am going to confess that I'm still possessed with the blood over my doorpost. I am still trusting you, no matter how many wicked people oppress me, how many enemies there is. And God knows, you know, in some places there's a lot of enemies of people. And if it wasn't for God, you wouldn't be here. A stray bullet could have hit you. Or some just crazy person say, see you standing, coming out your door, and just for GP, they'll shoot you. I'm talking about, see, the enemy don't care nothing about us. Don't care nothing about the right. Don't care whether you black, white, green, purple, or red. They will just kill you for GP, think they're doing the Lord a service.
Come on, that's right.
And the Bible says that, though. They're going to think they're doing God a service by shooting you or getting rid of you. You got one over here, you's a Christian, so we gonna kill you. But yet you talking about you have a holy, what's that holy wall? Isn't that a holy wall they supposed to have? What is a holy wall? Yeah, the devil and God, that's the holy wall, right? Because we know God gonna win. I don't care how you say it, God is going to win anyhow, no matter how many demons there is, no matter how much you try to compass his people about. When we trust God, we still end up being the winner. They are enclosed in their own fat. With their mouth, they speak proudly. Oh, the devil is talking about you. Honey, they ain't got nothing. Look at them. Well, they better hush, because if they don't watch out, they won't have nothing either. Because God will blow on it. See, I ain't going to do nothing about it. I can't do nothing about it. I got to keep my own self. You know? But the devil, when he gets fat, he start to bragging, don't he? You know, I don't worry about nothing. I'm going to get some. Well, only thing I could tell you with that is this, that if I trust God, he's going to provide.
Thank you,
Jesus. I'm not bragging. I'm just bragging on God. Because if I continue to purpose him in my life and keep my mouth from transgressing, he will provide. Do you hear me? And he don't have to respect the person, and see, just to want the righteous. He will provide for those that are called by his name, those that are obeying his command and doing what he called us to do. God will provide for us because we trust him. Now, if you don't trust him, you ain't get nothing, so don't get mad. When we tell you what you do, okay? They have now compassed us in our steps. They have set their eyes bowing down to the earth, like as a lion that is greedy of his prey, and as it were a young lion lurking in secret places. You got demons all around you, don't you? People you didn't even know was an enemy. You wouldn't even think they was the enemy. And I was giving that some thought, you know. I was giving that a little thought. Some people you think is your friend, right? But then when things get kind of like you doing good and they doing bad, you find out they weren't such a friend, didn't you? Huh? Come on now. You found out you had an enemy. That old green demon popped up, didn't it? Green-eyed monster. Huh? You didn't see him? My God, my God. He said, "Rise, O Lord, disappoint him." Now you know I like that. That's a message by itself. Let me disappoint that devil. Say, "I ain't going your way this time, devil." Come on, talk to him now. You ain't going this way. Cast him down. Deliver my soul from the wicked, which is thy soul. Hey, deliver me, Lord. Hear my cry, God. Hear my prayer, God. Hear me, O Lord. Hear my speech, Lord. I mean, I can talk straight, but Father, hear it anyhow, because you know what I mean. The Holy Ghost will do what? Tell him just what I mean. What my heart is saying. I like that. What my heart is saying. But let's disappoint the devil. From men which are thy hand, O Lord, from men of the world which have their portion in this life and whose belly thou fillest with thy hid treasure. They are full of children and lead the rest of their substance to their babes. As for me, I will behold thy face in righteousness. I shall be steadfast when I wait. These two words, with thy likeness. With thy likeness. God has really blessed us, haven't he? Now, you see why I think it's important for us to tell him how we feel. We thank him for blessing our children. We thank him for keeping them, protecting them, and those that he kept from that virus. You thank him for keeping them from the virus, and you too. See? It is important that we tell him how much we thank him for it. Praise him for keeping us and our children, grandchildren, or whoever. See? Why won't we praise him? Why is it so hard? Why does somebody got to pump and pull you and prime you to praise God? We shouldn't have to do that. You know why? God loves us. We should love one another. And we should thank God for everyone, even down to them enemies. Now, he told you to thank him for that. Did he tell you thank you for the enemy? Give the enemy a glass of water if they want one. I know that's hard. You want to take that water and dash it on them. You don't want to give them that drink. But God still don't dash it on him. Give him a drink of water. Let him drink. Let him drink it. That's what you're supposed to do. But it's hard. Yeah, why is it hard? We done practiced being mad so long. It's hard to get out and have joy. Isn't it? Huh? Did you know what they say? When you smile, the world smile with you, right? I don't know about that, but that's what they say. But I like smiling. Smiling makes you feel better, don't it?
Yeah, it does.
But all that other kind of thing do is give you a whole face full of wrinkles. You get old before your time because you're a miserable old soul. That's why you're miserable. All right? And you hate everybody. You don't like nobody. Why is that? Well, we have to do what? See what our purpose is. See what our personal purpose is. Not God's purpose for us, okay? You already know what his purpose for us is. But what purpose you have made for yourself, huh? Your purpose is to do what? Get him before you get me. Is that what we say? Come on now, you know that's what people say. That's not God's way. Now I'm talking to you about being God's way. You ain't got to get mad. I mean, let me tell you, every church is hurting. Whether they have in church with a few or whatever, they hurting. Now the pastor ain't going to tell you they hurting. But why are you going to sit up? It's like you wanted them to fall. Well, you in the same shape. So somebody could be saying the same thing about you. If a person, if the people, and if the pastor is concerned about his people, don't want his people to get sick, want them to be there if this thing blows over. He wants the people to come back, don't he?
Yeah.
But now, if you don't care nothing about them and it's all right for them to get sick and drop dead and whatever else, I'm thinking about getting that money. I'm thinking about having checks. Isn't there more than one way to have church if you the church? Think about that. Huh? People are concerned about their people. They love God's people. They don't want to see them hurt. They don't want to see them sick. Well, I have the gift of healing. You know, they say, yeah, I do too. But he didn't tell me to go lay my hands on everybody. He said, lay hands suddenly on no man. So how are you going to go around laying hands on them to prove that you have the gift of healing? You can speak to them people. You can speak a prayer for healing. And God could hear that prayer because of who you are and heal them. Don't be so boastful. Don't let pride get in the way. Let God do what he's doing. If God has allowed all of this to go around, and I know there are some praying people in this world, and God's not really, he's not answering prayer on a global scores like he usually do. He letting it go. He letting it go all around, hitting little churches, big churches, medium churches, whatever size people got. I can't feel for somebody that got 20,000 members. I ain't never had 20,000 members. I don't know what it's about having 20,000. My little few, we got the same problem as they got. They missed their money because they were getting more money than I would have got. You see? So we all in the same boat. Okay? And we need to send everybody a life jacket. A life jacket of prayer. Do you hear me? A life jacket of prayer. That is doing what? Whatever God gives us is coming from the presence of God. And when it comes from the presence of God, we can make it. He's given us this way to be used by him. Aren't you happy when you praying and you see God moving on people? Whether they give you credit or not, God give you credit. It's written down what you've done, how you're praying for them. Hmm? And God let you know who you're praying for and who you're praying with. He let you know. Long as you ain't got animosity, don't have no animosity. But I know you feel bad. I want to pray for everybody that needs prayer. He didn't tell you pray for everybody that needs prayer. Everybody needs prayer is not accepting prayer.
Amen.
Do you see? Especially from certain people. Okay? People are funny that way. That's what people do. And you can't do nothing about it. You can't make them accept you. All you can do, just keep moving. Keep it moving. Huh? Because my purpose is to get the job done that God gave me and the people he gave me. See? Each one of the apostles had some people that they were responsible for. Each one of the matriarchs, the prophets in the days of old, they had people they were had to give an account for. And you got people that God has given to you that you have to give account for to help. And only you can help them now. Nobody else, okay? Huh? Now, you know, that's all. I just wanted you to know that how you can overcome whatever's going on now. Because truly there is an enemy that's come against us. Every one of us that's called by his name. And when he said that now we are the sons of God and all his sons, you know the enemy going to come by. Then he tell you that in Job, Satan went before God to accuse the brother. He accused him. That's cause you know, you protecting him. That told me something, that God, he know God is protecting us. He know God is for us, and we are winners. But he going to make God out a lie. That's what he going to do. They ain't no winners. Watch them. They'll turn on you in a minute. I know them people. You know. They talk about us. We talk about each other. Why will we allow that to be true, what they are saying, each one is saying? What you think your neighbor's saying about you? You be the same color, and they're going to talk about you. They're going to pull you down because they got the devil in them. And the devil want to destroy you. That's all he come to do when you trying to live right. He don't lack it because he don't live right. And he got the same choice you do. Well, I better hush because I'm finna get on off here now. Praise the Lord. I thank God for those that did say something today. May the Lord bless you real good. Here you go. I'm gone.
Praise, thank God for the word today. I tell you, we know that in all things we have to give God praise and thanks for. And I just truly thank God for what he's doing. And even the ups and the downs, like the woman of God was saying today, you know, let's keep it real today. We all go through something. We all have turmoil. We all have things that we even have to cry out to God for ourselves. And according to Psalms, the 17th chapter, hear the right, O Lord, attend unto my cry, give ear unto my prayer, that goeth not out of a pinch lip. In other, you know, and when you could just say, Lord, hear the right, O Lord, and attend unto my cry. And cry a lot of times, you know, we're talking, we're putting things before God. We just saying, God, we just don't know what to do. Lord, if you don't come, if you don't move, Lord, I just don't know. And there's times when you have to say, Lord, help me. Let not my enemy triumph over me. Let not them that wait on my soul, God. Lord, they're looking and for this, God. They set a trap, oh God. They say they did plots and they do so many things, oh God. But Lord, hear my cry this morning. Hear me, oh God. Hear the cry. Hear the situation. Hear what's happening in this home, God. Hear the heartbeat of each and every person, Lord. Lord, what they're saying in between themselves, oh God. What they're not repeating out in the atmosphere. But because you are God, Lord, you know what is in their heart. You know the intent of their heart. You know what's in our thoughts, God. And their thoughts is not like your thoughts, oh God. Hear today, O Lord, and have mercy, O God. And there comes a time when you got to say, Lord, if you don't move right now, I just don't know what to do. If you don't move this mountain off my way, even though he give us the authority and the power to speak to the mountain and command the mountain to be moved. But there's times when we say, Lord, enough is enough with this. But if you cry, saying it to him today, because there's times you can't even go to people and say, hey, this is what's happening, this is what's going on. Because they're going to look at you like, you really, man, if you're going through something like that, what about me? But you know what? We are all, God made us all. He created us all. And we all have a life journey we got to go through. And we all got trials and we all got tests in our life. And I hear the most important thing. We all need a word from the Lord of encouragement. But hear, O God, today. Hear, O Lord, today. Have mercy, O God. Have mercy today. And even though when we cry out to him, we still, even though we know that my help cometh from the Lord, that created the heaven and the earth. I know, God, you have never forsaken me. I know, God, that you are a healer today. I know, God, you are a deliverer today, oh God. I know, God, that you are a provider today. You have never let me down, oh God. And we all say these things to God. That's him hearing my voice. Lord, you have brought me this far, God, and I know, God, you're not going to leave me right now. Lord, you are my shepherd today, and I shall not want today. You ain't got to be speaking these words unto God, because there's time you got to bring forth the kingdom of peace within yourself. Because when there's so much thing going on, you got to say, Lord, I need the peace to rest inside of me. Because if the peace of God is not in me, the peace of God cannot be around me. And we have to say, God, I need to walk in the kingdom of peace. Because you are peace today, oh God. I need rest in my soul, oh God. We say, hear my cry, God. Hear me today, Lord. It's not my mother, my father, my brother, nor my sister. Not even my husband, God, but it's me right now. I'm the one in the need, oh God. I'm the one before you right now. And I need some answer, Lord. In the midst of situation, Lord, hear me today. Hear me today. And you may not even have the strength to say all those words. You may have some sigh. You may have a tear. You may be silent, one of the silent ones, but it's all going on the inside. And you know what? God hears it today. He hears everything. Because sometimes being parents in a home, you know, the parents got to be what? Be strong, okay? The man in the house got to be like, I'm a soldier. You know, got to be stand up strong. But you know what? They got to pray to and say, God, I need you to strengthen me today. I need you to be my rock, my buckler, my fortress, my high tower. I need you, God, to give me the strength that I need to stand up under this load that I'm carrying. The ministers has to do that now. The leaders have to do that. Lord, I need your strength right now. He's hearing their voice. He's hearing them today. is coming out of a sincere lip mouth. Hear my heart cry, oh God, and answer me. Hear me today, Lord. Hear me, oh God. We know today he's able to do all things. And then when we look at the 18th verse and number 3, say, I will call upon the Lord who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemies. Who is the enemy today? The woman of God tell you who the enemy is today, COVID-19. Who is the enemy today? The one that comes to steal, kill, and destroy. Who is your enemy? Poverty is an enemy today. Sickness is an enemy today. Anything that comes that does not walk according to the word of God and line up with his word is an enemy today. So we say, Lord, hear us. Hear us, oh God, and have mercy. Have mercy, oh God. And then when you look at Psalms 51, have mercy upon me, O God, according to thy loving kindness and according to the multitude of thy tender mercy. Blot out my transgression. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. And for I acknowledge my transgression and my sin is ever before me. And you got to even get it right with God, too. You have to say, God, wash me and make me clothe, whiter than snow. Wash me, O God, cleanse me, O God, create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew the right spirit within me. You have to ask and cast me not away from thy presence and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. And restore unto me what the joy of thy salvation and uphold me with thy free spirit. You have to do all those things. That's still saying, hear, O God, hear my heart cry. Hear my words, O Lord. Hear me today, O Lord. It is me, O God. I'm the one standing in the need of Christ. I'm the one in standing in need of you today. I need you today, O Lord. What shall I do, O God? What shall I do? What shall I do, O God? We have to cry out to him today. And in our crying, we're still going to remember where he bought you from. You bought me from a mighty long way. You bought me out of darkness into your marvelous light. You have done great and marvelous things for me. And what shall I offer unto you, O God, for all of these blessings that you have given me, O God? The blessing you have given me is waking me up this morning. You've given me strength today, and I bless you for life, health, and strength today. I bless you for eyes to see, O God, and toes. And when I woke up this morning, I had the use of my limbs today. And when I woke up this morning, I was able to get up. And when I woke up this morning, my mind was intact. I did not lose my mind. You're telling him, thanking him for all these things. Because he is a good God today. So even though you may be going through, and even though things may not be the way you want it to be, but Lord, we're going to bless you, and we're going to praise you. We're going to do what they were doing when Peter was in the jailhouse, when he was locked up, and they were praying and seeking God, and the prayers was going up before God, and the praise was going up before God. Why? Because they realized that he's the same God that brought them out. He's the same God yesterday, today, and forevermore. And even though you may be in a low place today, he still is God, and he is God, and there is none other but him today. So arise and shine this morning, because it is a beautiful day that the Lord has made. And give God the thanks today, because he woke you up and he allowed you to be alive in the land of the living. And he told us in all things to give thanks unto him. So praise him and know that he hears your voice today. Hear my voice, O God. Hear me, O God. Today, so today know that you got to do something. Even the tears, he hears that, he sees it. Know that he cares about you. Know that he's answering your prayer today. So today, be encouraged and know that God is still God. He is God. He will never change being God. He's God from Genesis to Revelation. He's God from the beginning to the end. Know today, when he created you, he was God. And even now, he's still God. He's still worthy to be praised. Bishop Porter.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Thank God. Amen for that rhema word from Apostle and Pastor Sharon. Amen. You know it's come down to now. You got to be fully persuaded in your own mind. Praise the Lord. And as they was ministering, praise the Lord, man, the Lord led me to Psalms 142. Praise the Lord. This is a prayer, amen, of David, amen, when he was in the cave, amen, for his life. Now, he went in quarantine, amen. And he was when there in quarantine because of a virus, praise God, but for his life from his enemies. And you'll find this. Psalms 142 say, I cried unto the Lord with my voice, and with my voice unto the Lord did I make my supplication. I poured out my complaints before him, and I showed before him my troubles. When my spirit was overwhelmed within me, when thou knewest my path, in the way wherein I walk, have they privately laid a snare for me. I looked on my right hand and beheld, but there was no man that would know me. Reference failed me. No man cares for my soul. I cried unto thee, O Lord, and I said, thou art my refuge and my portion in the land of the living. Attend unto my cry, for I am brought very low. Deliver me from my persecutors, for they are stronger than I. Bring my soul out of prison, that I may praise thy name. The righteous shall compass me about, for thou shalt deal bountifully with me. Oh, notice, amen, that David made it personally. Man, why? Because he was in trouble. Praise God. Saul, amen, was after him to take his life, and he was hiding in a cave. Now, the theme, praise God, of this song David, amen, wrote, it's a prayer when he was overwhelmed and desperate, praise God. And he felt cornered by his enemies, praise God. Now, you may be feeling that way, but notice if you go back and read this song, how many times he used I, my, and me. Notice he, and pray, amen, for no family. He praying for himself, praise God. Am I right? He made it a self case. David said, my, seven times. David said, me, six times. David said, I, 10 times. I, my, and me, praise God. And verse 7, this song was written when David was hiding from Saul, praise the Lord, because he was in confinement. He had to, amen, hide in the cave. Went in quarantine. Amen. We today, praise God, men, people are confined, amen, to our homes. Praise God. They're tired of being home. But you know what? That's a place where you can talk to the Lord. Amen. Praise God. Amen. We can cut our televisions off. We can cut our radios or whatever. Amen. And we can go into our, amen, place of prayer and talk to the Lord. The word on yesterday was your Gethsemane. Where is yours? Where is your, amen, Gethsemane today? Praise God, to talk to the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen, amen. If you talk with him, amen, he will answer your prayer. Amen. Isaiah 65:24 declared, while you yet call it, he said he will answer. said, while you yet speaking, he would hear. Amen. He is a praying God, and he know what you need even before you ask. But he said, ask. Am I right? He will turn your midnight into day. I want to say to somebody, amen, today, and listen to the broadcast, behind every dark cloud, the sun will shine. Amen. Say, Lord, it's me that stand in the need of prayer. Amen. David did it. Praise God. And if he did it for David, he'll do it for you and I. Amen. He's the same God. He's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. He's God and he changed not. And he's everywhere all at the same time. And I'm glad about it today, knowing that he said he would never leave us, not forsake us. He know what you need even before we ask. But he said ask. Oh, we asking, amen, today, because he is, amen, a God of the living and not the dead. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. Ain't you glad about it today? Mm-hmm. Praise God. Verse 6 says, until my cry, for I am brought very low. Deliver me from my prosecutors, for they are stronger than I. Praise God. Now, he was overwhelmed. He was desperate. Praise God. Amen. And it looked like the enemy is winning. It looked like they got us defeated. But, oh, the battle have already been fought and already been won through our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ. Praise God. Amen. Thank God that we have more fighting for us than against us. Amen. He declared that. Oh, he broke it down. I was listening to that apostle saying about the 20,000. You may have that 20,000, but he yet, amen, with two or three, because he broke it down. Oh, he encouraged our heart. He said, well, there's two or three gathered together in his name. There, he said, he'll be in the midst, and he's always there. He said, I never leave you nor forsake you. Ain't you glad about it today? Amen. So be encouraged. Be encouraged. Amen. The God is able to do abundantly and above that all that we can ask or think, according to the power that lies within us. Praise the Lord. Amen. David was low. He had got so low, amen, he didn't know no way out. But, oh, he knew that he could talk to the Lord, amen. And if you know him, you can talk to him. Praise God. Come on, somebody. Oh, if you talk to him, make it personal. Amen. It's me, Lord, that stand in the need of prayer. Praise the Lord. Amen. He'll hear your cry. All you got to do is say, Father, in the name of Jesus, and his ears is open unto your cry. Praise God. Amen. Some say this, some say that. But, oh, the word of God, amen, is right all by itself. Amen. Ain't you glad? Amen. He said, everything is going down but the word of God. Amen. And if you trust the Lord, amen, I'm glad about it, Apostle. I'm glad about it. Praise God. Amen. Are you glad about it today? Come on, give him some praise. Give him some glory. Amen. Oh, he hear you. Amen. Lift him up. Amen. And the more you lift him up, the more you praise him. Oh, what happened? Blessing will surely what? Come down. Amen. And he's blessing somebody right now. He's encouraging somebody's heart right now. Praise God. Oh, praise God. But you got to open up your mouth and talk to him. Praise God. Have a little talk with Jesus, and he'll make everything all right. Oh, help me, somebody. Praise the Lord. That's what he's saying. Amen. And if he said it, he's able to perform it, and he's doing great things. He's moving even as we speak today, because he says his word would not go out and return to him void, but it would accomplish what it pleases. Oh, I'm glad about it today. And he's able to take little and make much. And what do you have in your house? You got something. Praise God. You got yourself. You got your health. You got your mind. Amen. And all you got to do is open up your mouth and talk to him. Just have a little talk with Jesus, and he'll make everything all right. God bless you today. May heaven continue to smile on you. Bishop love you, and Jesus love you more. Praise the Lord. Let mine get a little bit more.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We just thank God for that awesome word coming forth from Apostle Porter, Bishop Porter, and Pastor Sharon.
We just thank God today, knowing that there is no other God but Him, and He hears our cry today. Are you crying out to God today? Are you crying out to God today? I tell you, say, hear the right, O Lord, attend unto my cry, give ear unto my prayer, that goeth not out of foreign lips. I tell you, we just thank God for being merciful and loving today. Tune in every Wednesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Share it with a friend today. Share the broadcast with a friend today. They probably needed to hear this word today. Maybe they was at work and they missed the broadcast. They can go to blogtalkradio.com/timetotalkaboutit and listen to it, or they can visit our Facebook page at Logion International Ministries and just click on the Blog Talk Radio link, and they can hear the word that came forth today. So tune in every Wednesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. That calling number is 347-857-3925. That's every Wednesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Every Friday night, we have the Wailing Walls Prayer Conference line at 11 p.m. And that calling number is 480-660-2316, code 3333#. Again, that's 480-660-2316, code 3333#. So come on, let's tear the devil kingdom down and take back everything that we have allowed the enemy to steal from us. For those of you that would like to sow a seed into the radio broadcast, or I know Apostle Porter has put out that $146 seed to plant. Don't lose your seed now. Go ahead again and plant that 146 seed. And to do so, for those of you that have Zelle, you can go to logionint@gmail.com. Again, that's logionint@gmail.com, and the name is Logion INT. Or you can visit our website at logioninternationalministries.com and hit that donate button. Please specify what your in notes, whether you're planting that 146 seed, you know, you paying tithes, offering. Please specify in your notes what it is for. We just thank God for each and every person that has been sowing seed into the radio broadcast. We thank you for hearing the word. Again, be blessed. Share the word with a friend today. Don't keep it to yourself. Be blessed.
Let him have. God, my sister, you can't handle it. Let God.